As we've been telling you here on WFIR, Roanoke City officials recently cited the least of these ministries over operations at its Luck Avenue shelter, including warming buses, outdoor lockers, and a portable toilet. The founder of TLOT says the city approved their operations previously. Nils Olson, the operator of Brew Initiative Coffee Truck, tells WFIR News a code enforcement officer informed him this week that Roanoke City will start enforcing an ordinance that prevents feather flags that some businesses use to signal they are open.
When I initially started up my business, I had called code enforcement to, find out if the type of, signs that I was looking at using were going to be okay. They told me that they were going to be okay. I probably should have pressed a little bit more. Essentially, what I was told by the gentleman yesterday is they've always in the past, they've just kind of turned a blind eye to them.
Olson says he encourages residents to properly petition members of city council to change up ordinances instead of arguing with the code enforcement office. Clark Palmer, WFIR News.